Like for myself, I've been in places where our the diet wasn't at all helpful for my well-being, and it was I spent a whole rainy season, about 4 or 5 months, in a very beautiful area, really suitable for solitude and place of nature. So my meditation was going great, but it was very remote, along the border of Burma. It was at a mine site. The owner of the mine had tasked the cook at like at the her sort of house office place. She'd only come in from time to time, the owner, and then when I first got there, the villagers were kind of excited to have a monk, so they offered quite regularly. I had some mine site, so I mean, I don't know about, I mean, mine. Generally, miners, mine sites, kind of rough. So the same was along the border areas of Thailand. So they got, their enthusiasm waned pretty quickly. And then the cook was pretty young, and she'd never really seen a Westerner before, and she figured, oh, he can't eat Thai food. So every day I got sort of plain rice and a plain fried egg omelet. And that was what she offered in my bowl every day, except the days when she slept in. Then I'd get a can of fish. And took me years after to be able to look at eggs. Anyway, during that time, I wasn't getting vegetables or fruit or anything, so I lots of energy from my meditation, but then my body wasn't doing so well, and what really kind of triggered it off was that I lost vision in one of my eyes, so okay, I should do something about this. So when I tried out some, kind of, I didn't have much, so I just tried out a couple herbal things or do this or do that. Nothing helped. So after a week, I thought, oh, I should probably let them know that I'm not well and should probably see a doctor. And so then, but it's very remote, so I let the people know. And by the time a car came, it was another week to get out of the before there was a vehicle. So anyway, it ended up being some weird, like, viral infection in the iris of my eye that was from, like, through lack of proper nutrition. And
were you young?
yeah,
That you would wake up?
yeah, I was just young and stupid.
Oh, okay.
You're a young monk, kind of gung ho, and and a guy, it's a guy thing. Well, then it was funny when I came back. I had to go to Bangkok, get treated, and then came back to continue. And then before I could go in, again having to wait for a vehicle to go in, the mine vehicles to go in, and then the abbot of the monastery was staying and waiting. He was asking me what was going on, and so I told him, when they came to pick me up to take me in to the back to my retreat place, then, well, he really blasted the owner of the mine and said, do you know what's happening? And she, no, I told the cook to, you know, to offer food. And so then my diet dramatically improved after that. Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is it was an incredibly beautiful place, really suitable for practice.